So lost to Sherwood Park tonight, and they look like they're going to be a big physical team. They drove the net well. They pounded the body real well. How do you think your young team responded?
Well, I thought there were times that we looked a little bit intimidated, but I also liked the fact that in the second period we sort of stood up for ourselves as well, but it took us a while to get going. And yeah, I mean, that Sherwood Park is a team that's, you know, always known to, you know, to be a very physical team. You know, they drive the net extremely hard, and it forces you to either let them do it or to stand up. And I thought that at times, you know, our boys stood up for our goaltenders, which is important. We talk about, you know, nowadays, you know, team toughness is not about the team that's willing to fight. It's about the team that's, you know, willing to do all those little things. It's willing to go to those areas where you might get a slash or you might take a glove to the face. But, you know, sometimes as long as you show up, that's enough.
You mentioned earlier on in exhibition season that you wish your team were a little tougher between the whistles instead of after the whistles. You think that toughness between the whistles was, that level was increased tonight?
Well, I do. I thought that, you know, that's all predicated on the other team as well. I mean, the teams that want to shove and chirp and things like that after the whistle. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And I thought that our players actually showed, you know, a lot of composure. And whether we were rewarded with that, with power plays and that, I mean, that's not for us to decide.
You generated a lot of chances in the second period. I think you had shot them 15-8. What were you guys doing in that second frame that was working so well?
I think for us it was just a matter of making sure that we understand that it's one thing to have puck possession, it's another thing to be a threat to drive seams and just to throw pucks at the net. And, you know, I would agree. I thought the second period offensively, you know, was a good period for us. You know, it was important for us to bounce back after a lackluster first. So again, there's a lot of bright spots. I mean, the thing that we talked about after yesterday was learning a lesson that you needed to compete for 60 minutes. I thought that we competed, you know, better. The other thing for us was that we wanted to, you know, limit the amount of scoring chances and shots, and we did that today as well. So, you know, as a coaching staff, I mean, would it have been nice to win? Of course it would be, but, you know, until they start handing out trophies for preseason wins, I'm not really concerned about the results.
Eric Suter looked really good in his half the game.
Definitely. I mean, I thought that, you know, they obviously came hard at Ravi to start, and he did well, but Eric really came in, and basically as a coach, you always want your goaltenders to give you an opportunity to win, and he did that. He kept the game close to one. There was a couple of great saves there about halfway through the third period, and, you know, it afforded us the opportunity maybe to get a tying goal, which we weren't able to do, but, you know, there were a lot of positives out of today's game.
Do you have to check Tanner Miller for a pulse sometimes on the bench?
You know what, he's a pretty quiet kid, and you know, that's the one thing with him is that he's so poised with the puck. He was great on our power play breakout, making proper reads. You know, he's just a kid that people are going to come to expect to just be a good, solid, steady, reliable defenseman.
The Wozni line clicked again tonight. They've been pretty money over the preseason.
You know, we mentioned it today. They've probably been our best line, our most consistent line. I mean, we've obviously had, you know, flashes from other lines, but if we were to sit here now and evaluate over the five-game segment, you know, they probably have been our best line. So, I mean, I think that each player is different, and each one brings different strengths to the table, and they're just a line that clicks. So, I mean, hopefully we can keep that line together, and they can be effective for us throughout the year.
You finished the preseason with a record of 0-5, but you're not concerned about the record. You've talked about how you want to be building this year throughout the year. You take a step back and look at how the training camp and the preseason has gone without looking at any results, but just improvement daily. Are you happy with what you've seen?
I am. I really think that we've got a team that will compete hard on a night-in and night-out basis. I mean, I honestly believe that in the 9 years that I've been involved with the Oil Baron organization, I told the players this, we've never had a winning record in preseason. It doesn't mean anything. You're usually trying out different line combinations and things like that. I'm going to be quite honest, I'm surprised. I was a little bit more worried. I thought that, you know, our guys would get overwhelmed at certain points, but they haven't. They showed a lot of resiliency, and this is definitely a team that we can build on and, you know, hopefully get better as this season progresses.
Any cuts tonight?
A couple cuts. I mean, obviously, it's not a fun part. It's the part of the job that you really hate, but unfortunately for us to get down to some more workable numbers and players that are potentially coming back, I mean, we have to get down to some numbers. So in practice, we will be down a couple bodies, but again, forming what our identity of what the team will look like on opening night.